Welcome to The Thriving Life, where we help women navigate the world while wearing multiple hats. On this podcast, you'll be equipped with mindset, strategy, and skills that will help you lead your life, thrive, and have it all without sacrifice and burnout. I'm your hostess, Ume Oguta, and I'm here to make having it all less intimidating. So grab a seat, kick your shoes off, and let's talk.
Hello, hello, Thriving Family. Welcome to the podcast. I am so glad you could join me today for another perspective shifting episode that will help you navigate life and thrive while wearing all the hats. On today's episode, I want to talk about something that I've actually shared before. I think this was back in 2022, but I really wanted to talk about it again, and that's what to do before hiring a coach. And this stemmed from my belief that hiring a coach is not the best thing that you can do for yourself. And I will tell you why that is in a bit. I know this might sound a bit odd coming from a coach who actually loves to coach, but there's a reason and a whole story behind this. And I think it's so important for us as people and women especially to be a little bit more critical when it comes to seeking support and help for ourselves. And that's what I want to share and help you with on this podcast. What took me back to that post was a conversation I had with one of my peers, Jillian Wan. And I was just telling her about how I feel like women, especially moms, tend to be vulnerable population when it comes to coaching. And for those of you who are not familiar, this term vulnerable population is just simply a group of people who may lack the ability to fully consent to participating in a research study due to many reasons. And this is where I'm drawing the definition from because of my background in clinical trials and research. And sometimes I feel like when it comes to the area of coaching and personal development, that women, especially moms, tend to be vulnerable, not really because they can't give full consent, but because sometimes we come to coaching with a bunch of thought errors that make us end up not really getting either the results that we want or acting in ways that we want to people please the coach, or we feel like we don't know enough and they need to tell us everything that we need to do in order for us to move forward. And the thing about being a vulnerable population when it comes to research is that these people would require more parameters around the way that the research is being conducted to kind of protect them from being taken advantage of by researchers. And I was telling Jillian how sometimes I think that we have been so disempowered that we're just willing to jump into self-improvement with the same mindset that we need fixing and that we don't know enough, and other people, in this case would be the coach, that person has the authority and power over us, and that whatever they tell us is the truth, or that's, you know, the only solution, right? It's almost like we don't really tend to use our critical thinking skills to really think about how the coaching we're receiving, the relationship, the container that we're in, how we benefit from it. And so I think this podcast is really to help you if you've been thinking about hiring a coach or working with someone, or you know someone who is thinking about hiring a coach, just to really get you thinking about making decisions from an empowered place as the leader in your own life and not hiring someone out of, you know, FOMO or going into a relationship not knowing what exactly you want from it, but just doing it because that's what you think is going to change your life. That's what you think is the solution, even when you're not even sure where you're going. So I'm going to caveat here by saying I love coaching. I think coaching is amazing. It has changed my life. I will always have a coach. Coaching has changed the life of my clients in ways that we can't even put into words. And I also know that it is something that you want to invest in and take full ownership for yourself and your results, because this is how you get to create the change that you want and make those changes last and sustainable. Okay, so hiring a coach is not the best decision that you can make for your life. We've already established that. But I think it's worth mentioning again, because many women go into coaching relationships with the belief that the coach has the solution to their problems. This, my friends, is a thought error. And it's the one thing that's probably going to keep you from getting your results in a clean and fast way. And the reason is this: when you go into that relationship thinking that your coach has the solution, rather than stepping into the leading position in your life, you become a student. And then you forget that you actually have the potential within you to create the life that you desire. And sometimes that potential may not have been tapped into yet, which is helpful if you're working with someone, because your coach should be able to see that potential and pull it out from you. It's not always the easiest process. It's not always the most fun thing, but that is their job as your coach. And the way this shows up in a relationship is typically you will try to be the best student. You want to learn all the things that they teach you. You want to please them. And you never, if ever, push back on the coaching, even when it doesn't jive with you or align with your values. And I think it's so important for us to pay attention to this. I remember one of my clients, when we started working together, her thing was, well, tell me all the things I need to do. Which of the lessons do I need to go learn? And I was like, you don't have to do anything. You just need to go home and celebrate that you chose to step up and change your life for a whole week. And she was so uncomfortable because that was not what she was used to. She was used to signing up with somebody and right away having all the worksheets and all of the documents to fill out. And I was like, no, we're not doing any of that. So you want to know that this is not school. And if you're thinking this way, I want you to know that it's not your fault either. It's what we've been taught as students, especially if you grew up in the conventional schooling system. You know, your teacher, whoever is the leader here in quote in the class, gets to just like spit out whatever they're spitting, their thoughts, their opinions, and we take it in as students. We're not even taught to question that. Obviously, I think that's starting to change now. At least I can see that with my kids in school. But for the majority of us, this is the way we tend to think, especially as women. And so you can see how we don't trust ourselves to make decisions. And because of that, we really just delegate that authority, that decision-making responsibility to someone else to do it. And in that way, we don't own our results. Or we tend to think that we need to know more, or we need to know everything before we can make a decision. But what if you just choose to believe that you know what you need to know already? How might this change your approach to a coaching relationship, to hiring someone to help you? Again, your skills may not be cultivated yet. That potential may not be, you know, woken up yet within you. But that's not a problem. With the right relationship, with the right container, that can be realized with time, as long as you're the one stepping up and leading and taking responsibility. And so before you hire a coach, be very clear about what you want. This doesn't mean being perfectionistic about it and knowing all the details and all the steps. A general idea is good enough, because this clarity is what's going to help you approach your coaching relationship, knowing that your coach is there to guide you by taking what you know already, taking what you have, seeing the potential within you, and helping you cultivate that. They'll also help to clean up your mind drama and whatever is standing between you and your goals and the person that you're wanting to become. And I think this is such a beautiful thing, because sometimes we're so stuck in our own mud that we can't get ourselves out. And so your coach is there to kind of help you and guide you. They can see things that you don't see because they're not in your drama. They can help you navigate those things with much ease and faster. Another thing I want you to remember is that your dreams, your goals, and the woman that you're becoming, all of this is about you. And so you must start by believing that even what you want is possible too, right? Your coach cannot do that for you. Sure, they can hold space for you to grow that belief, but what if they're unable to? Are you going to abandon that goal? No. And so the onus is on you to choose to believe that what you want is possible, even if it's very little. I'm a believer in God and in the Bible, and one of my favorite verses talks about having faith even as little as a mustard seed. And if you've ever seen a mustard seed, you know it's tiny. And so what if you could just have belief that's so little, but you believe anyway? Because when you believe that what you want is possible, then you have seed to sow. Then you can show up and have your back, knowing that I have this belief and I can work towards it and get the results that I'm looking for. hiring a coach is not the best decision you can make for your life. It's not the first step. It's maybe a few steps later. But you want to choose yourself first, believing that what you want is possible, trusting that you have what it takes, and deciding that you might want support to help you create that life, and it's all available to you now. These are the things that are going to get you to the results that you're seeking. And so they're also going to help you to shape your mind in how you approach looking for coaching, in how you approach talking to people when you go on consult calls or when you just speak to them to know more about their services. These are the things you want to be thinking about to shape your perspective as you look at different people, as you think about different people that could potentially support you. Because guess what? Coaching is here, and I think it's here to be around for a very long time. So there's no rush. But if you decide that you want to hire a coach, you really want to go in there owning all of you and trusting that they're there to support you. You are the expert in your life, not your coach. So start from that perspective. And now listen, if you're listening to this and wondering where to start from, this is why I offer free sales calls to women. It's an opportunity for us to help you get really clear on where you're feeling stuck. I work with professional women who are wanting to find that balance between motherhood, life, and career, who really want to live a life where they can wear all the hats and not burn out. We really look at helping you step into the leadership potential that you have already within you. And so what we do on the sales call is that you'll come, even when you think that, you know, your brain is scattered, you don't know where to start from, your thoughts are not together. That is the purpose of the call. We work together to help you organize that mess. And then you get to know what exactly is the problem and then possible solutions to move forward. I've had calls where sometimes the solution is coaching. And I've also had calls where the solution was just simply try and change your sleeping habits. And then we created a plan to help with those habits. It's a 15-minute call. It's free. You simply go to oliveandbliss.ca/coaching for all the details and book your call today. I'd be so happy to help you take this one thing off of your plate. All right, my friends, I hope this episode has helped you with some things that you want to think about as you maybe want to consider coaching, and knowing that everything that you need to achieve your desire is already within you. And sometimes we need a little help, and that's not a problem too. All right, everyone, have a beautiful week ahead. And as always, keep thriving.